Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Wendy from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Hey, how are things in Albuquerque?
Outstanding.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the weather like there this time of year?
It's cold, but sunny, and just a little snow once in a while, enough to keep a pair of boots around, but really not bad.
Wendy, welcome to our show. You're going to play Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle will read three quotes from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine.
Okay.
Ready to play?
I am.
Here's your first quote.
Just wake me up when it's over, huh? Oh, it's over?
That was the blog Green Mountain Politics wondering what a certain candidate said as he dropped out of the presidential race this week. Who?
It had to be Fred Thompson.
It is. So does anybody remember this? It was just 6 months ago. The GOP field quaked at the potential entry of Fred Thompson into the race. The former senator and popular actor, already a household name through his years in NBC's Law and Order. A true conservative who, like Ronald Reagan, really knew how to treat a cue card. Well, turned out he campaigned like a senior citizen drives, slowly wobbling from the right to the left to the center and occasionally falling asleep. It didn't help that every time he held a campaign rally, the music would start to play and Thompson would run on stage and shout, "Hey, turn that racket down." Your next quote, Wendy, is also from a candidate that we won't have to kick around anymore.
I'm running for president of the United States to enable the goddess of peace to encircle within her reach all the children of this country and all the children of the world.
That was how a certain Democrat announced his bid for the presidency back in 2004. That campaign didn't go very far. He tried again, didn't do any better this year. He withdrew from the Democratic presidential race this week. Who is it?
Dennis Kucinich,
yes. We dubbed him the official, hopeless presidential candidate of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Sadly, we were correct in this. We admire his constant fight against the odds, though last June, after he'd been campaigning for months, one poll found that only 6 in 10 of Democrats had any idea who he was. And of those who did know who he was, 71% said that there was no chance they would ever support him under any circumstances. This despite his call for universal health care, his promise to scrap the Pentagon and instead have a U.S. Department of Peace, or the fact that if elected, the country would have the most smokingly hot first lady since Angelina Van Buren. Farewell, Dennis. And we'll see you, and God willing, Elizabeth, in 2012.
Sure.
I think she's found herself.
They seem very happy together.
They honestly do. We actually talked
really
about this at some length on the show last week. That
a friend of mine told me that he moderated one of the local debates in before the New Hampshire primary.
Yeah.
And he told me that during the breaks, you know, when they we'll be back in a half an hour with five more boring questions, Mrs. Kucinich and Dennis would go off to the side and like canoodle.
Yeah.
In the corner.
And they wouldn't canoodle. They would make out.
No, they would make out. It was New Hampshire. They canoodled.
The only politician who can legitimately say he wants to spend more time with his family.
I see your point. All right, very good. Here is your last quote.
Eli Manning, America's favorite little brother. And as little brothers tend to be, Eli will get annoying.
That's MSNBC writer Bob Cook. Not too happy that Eli Manning is about to join brother Peyton among the members of that family who will have done what?
Let's see. Been big shots in the Super Bowl.
Who played in the Super Bowl, exactly right. For 4 years now, Eli Manning has been the Manning that couldn't. He had to suffer in silence. His older brother Peyton won a Super Bowl and got ad deals from companies ranging from Sprint to the Dove Real Woman Real Curves campaign. What was Peyton Manning doing in that commercial? In fact, Eli played his worst game this season while Peyton watched from a luxury box, but no more. With his New York Giants overtime victory against the Green Bay Packers, little Eli is going to the Super Bowl at last while Peyton stays home and counts his money. However, unlike Peyton Manning, Eli is going to play against the undefeated juggernaut that is the New England Patriots. So Eli Manning right now is a lot like one of those ancient Aztec warriors who would be selected to be feted and praised and lavished with gifts right up to the moment he was sacrificed by having his heart ripped out. Carl, how did Wendy do on our quiz?
Very well, Peter. Three correct answers. So, Wendy, you win our prize.
Great.
Well
done. Thank you
very much. Congratulations, Wendy. Thank you so much for playing.
Thanks for having me on.